Good evening. Here is the 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. President Paul Biya has assured Cameroonians that moves are on the way towards fixing road infrastructure concerns in the country. Police in the north have seized gallons of corrosive oxidizers used to produce explosives. The news in detail. Cameroon's economy has maintained its poise on the path to growth despite the difficult international context. The government carried out operations geared towards protecting the economy from a meltdown in 2024 with moves such as the readjustment of fuel prices and subsequent increase in the salaries of civil servants. Winston Lebga.
2025 comes with a lot of hope and great expectations with regards to the economy, because last year the country seemed to be bumping around the bottom, but not falling. It witnessed renewed activity with official figures pointing to an estimated growth rate of 3.4% in 2024, which is projected to reach 4.1% this year. Cameroon was not spared from the impact of the exogenous shocks tied to the war in Eastern Europe, the Middle East conflicts, the gloomy commodity markets, inflationary pressures, and price fluctuations. President Biya acknowledged these, conceding that the money situation has been a nightmare. However, he indicated that it could have been worse, especially with the conflict situation in the northwest and southwest regions, plus the continuous efforts to keep the Boko Haram militia at bay in the far north. The magic wand came from presidential directives to limit speculative behavior and increase the supply of essential goods, which have helped contain inflation, a trend that is expected to continue this year.
Winston Lebga, in his traditional end of year State of the Nation address, the head of state emphasized Cameroon's economic resilience despite external shocks, as well as projects to continue moving the country towards emergence. Let's listen to President Paul Biya.
Despite this particularly challenging global context, Cameroon's economy witnessed a renewed activity with an estimated growth rate of 3.8% in 2024, which is projected to reach 4.1% in 2025. Measures taken to limit speculative behavior and increase the supply of essential goods have helped to contain inflation at 5% this year, down from 7.4% in 2023. This trend is expected to continue in 2025 to stand at 4%. To reduce our trade balance deficit and ensure food sovereignty, the Integrated Agro-Pastoral and Fisheries Import Substitution Plan, which I announced last year, is starting to yield tangible outcomes. During this year, 452 tons of seed and 12,800 tons of flour were produced. Also, going forward, our list of exported products includes industrial products, notably aluminium. This trend should accelerate in 2025, thanks to the reform of the National Investment Corporation, making this body a veritable strategic lever for promoting productive investments in Cameroon. Furthermore, government has kept up efforts to rehabilitate and structurally transform our economy by progressively operationally the economic zones. Several initiatives have been undertaken to this regard, including the Kribi Port Authority's Integrated Industrial Area dedicated to the processing of commodities such as cocoa, coffee, and rubber.
The outgoing Turkish ambassador to Cameroon has hailed the rich bilateral ties.
He is the first official.
The outgoing Turkish ambassador to Cameroon has hailed the rich bilateral ties between the two countries and expressed the wish to see them grow even stronger. His Excellency Volkan Isiki was speaking today at the Star Building during a farewell audience accorded him by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongute. Details with Star Building correspondent Christian Chiata.
He is the first official to be received by the Prime Minister in 2025, and he came to say goodbye. But the outgoing Turkish ambassador, Volkan Isiki, and Prime Minister Joseph Diongute turned the moment into one of celebration, a celebration of the strong bilateral ties existing between Cameroon and Turkey since 1960. The two countries enjoy trade links, with Cameroon exporting fuel, wood and aluminium to Turkey and importing cement, iron construction materials and military hardware from Turkey. Trade links, which the outgoing ambassador, Volkan Isiki, says he tried to reinforce during his close to 4 years stay in Cameroon.
4 years, I think that we developed more of a relationship existing between two countries. I think the future will be beneficial for both countries to be able to bring our added value in every field, economical, social, and cultural, in the Cameroon development, to be able the Cameroon rising star of this beautiful continent.
At a personal level, the outgoing Turkish ambassador says he leaves a country, or rather a continent, Cameroon, which will forever remain implanted in his heart.
We are living physically, but my heart and my family heart, they are still here. You keep our heart.
The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, reassured the outgoing Turkish ambassador that Cameroon accords a lot of importance to its bilateral ties with Turkey and will continue working to improve the links. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
A new Secretary General has been appointed at the Senate. Gustave Leopold Ngane was designated after a bureau meeting today held under the chairpersonship of the Senior Vice President of the Senate, Abubakari Abdullahi. Here are the details with Charles Ebune.
The Yaounde Conference Center this Thursday, the Bureau of the Senate meets to discuss just one issue. Fon Tabetando is Vice President of the Senate.
The agenda for today was principally nomination proposals and the nomination of a new Secretary General.
The 17-member Bureau of the Senate meeting under the chairmanship of the Senior Senate Vice President, His Majesty Abubakari Abdullahi, decides to approve 62-year-old super-skilled civil administrator Gustave Leopold Ngane as the new clerk of the House. Once more, Mfon Tabetando, Vice President of the Senate.
The new Secretary General that has been overwhelmingly voted is Mr. Ngane, whose profile speaks for itself.
The new Secretary General is a sack of experiences acquired with years spent at the Supreme State Audit Office, the Cameroon News and Publishing Corporation, the Prime Minister's Office, with a solid educational package sanctioned with masters in fields like political science after training at the National School of Administration and Magistracy, ENAM. Once more, Tabetando.
He tells you one who is very patriotic. He tells you one who is knowledgeable about legislative procedure, one who can administer the institution very well.
And proud to his appointment as the Secretary General of the Senate, Leopold Gustave Ngane, this traditional ruler, was an advisor to the Senate President, an institution he joined since 8 years now.
A baby boy has been born today through a cesarean section at the Yaounde Base Hospital Center for Applied Research, Endoscopic Surgery and Human Reproduction, CRASE. That brings the total numbers of in vitro babies born in the facility to 505. Ayimbile.
Undergoing a C-section and clearly aware of her surroundings, 39-year-old Otans was having her second baby in 20 years.
Incomplete, incomplete.
A successful outcome with a 3.1 kilos bouncing baby boy for the middle-aged woman treated for secondary infertility.
It is an indication of in vitro fertilization due to the fact that the woman has a tubal pathology. The husband was really good, no problem. So it was an indication to do the in vitro fertilization, knowing that this patient was a case of secondary infertility because she had one baby before, 20 years ago.
Medical feats attained with the support of the presidential couple and a team of medical professionals now capable of ensuring excellence in fertility treatment.
I feel so good that we reached the number of 505 baby born by in vitro fertilization in Crasser. It's a kind of wish. Happy New Year for the First Lady, for the President of the Republic, and even for all the Cameroonians. I can tell you that you are able to face many more difficult cases here. We have good doctors, good practitioners now in the area of IVF. The next point is how to organize the gynecological cancer here.
Improving access to innovative treatments for fertility remains a priority for Professor Jean-Marie Kassia. As a member of the African Federation of Fertility Societies, the renowned professor will this month bring his colleagues from around the world to Yaoundé for profound discussions on ovarian stimulation.
Ayimbi, two separate operations of the judicial police in the far north region have led to the seizure of 100 gallons of corrosive oxidizers used to produce explosives, as well as a huge stock of military and paramilitary effects. Amos Enonyakedagbo.
The 100 gallons of corrosive oxidizers for the manufacturing of explosives used by Boko Haram terrorists en route to a neighboring country were seized by the Marua Judicial Police led by Police Commissioner Jean Rachelin Ondo in the locality of Pala. Mijiyawa Bakare is governor of the Far North region.
100 gallon of product in the composition of suicide bomb going to the Sambisa forest to enable them to make their arm.
In another operation, a huge consignment of military effects such as uniforms of the different defense and security corps, epaulettes, light weapons, just to name but these, were seized within the town of Marua. While presenting the items to the governor of the Far North region, it was reiterated that it is a vast network involved in the smuggling of military authentic items. The governor of the Far North region congratulated the defense and security forces for the exploits, calling on them not to relent on their efforts in the protection and security of Cameroon's territorial integrity. Marua, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
And in sports, two draws were recorded in advance day six matches of the Elite One Football Championship, which took place today at the Rumde Ajah Stadium in Garoua. Coton Sport played a 1-1 tie with Les Astres of Douala, while Gazelle and Aigle of the Mongo recorded the same results. On Sunday, Dinamo will host Young Sport Academy. Fauvazu will entertain the defending champions Victoria United. Union will play against Colombe. Bambutus of Buda will take on PWD of Bamenda. And Panther welcomes Canon of Yaoundé in Banjun. That brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashutiko.